From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Rescue workers in Taiwan have used a crane to lift part of the wreckage of a plane that crashed outside of Taipei. At least 25 people were killed in the crash. About 20 are missing. The TransAsia Airways ATR-72 clipped a bridge and plunged into the Keelung River shortly after takeoff. Jordan executed two militants at dawn today, responding to the Islamic State's killing of a captured Jordanian pilot. The gruesome killing of Mo'ath Kasabah at the hands of Islamic State militants appears to be galvanizing Arab public opinion against the group. Edward Uranian has more.
Jordanians mourn the death of pilot Mo'ath Kasabah in mosques across the country Wednesday amid widespread sorrow and indignation. Safi Kasabah, father of the victim, told journalists and others gathered to pay their condolences that Wednesday's execution of two Islamic militants, Sajida Rishawi and Ziad Karboli, is not enough, and he urges the Jordanian government to exact a heavy price on the brutal and criminal Islamic State group, which he says sullies the true nature of Islam. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
The number of reported Ebola cases has gone up for the first time this year in three West African countries. The World Health Organization says 124 new cases were reported in the week ending February 1st in Sierra Leone, Guinea, and Liberia. The Nigerian militant group Boko Haram is reported to have killed dozens of people in a cross-border raid in Cameroon. A newspaper report says Boko Haram fighters attacked the town of Fotokol and conducted what the paper calls a massacre. This is VOA News. President Barack Obama's choice to become U.S. Defense Secretary says he is inclined to support supplying Ukraine with lethal arms to fight Russian-backed insurgents. Ashton Carter made the comment at his Senate confirmation hearing today. Earlier, French Defense Minister Yves Le Drian told reporters in Paris, Paris has no intention of providing lethal weapons to Ukraine at this stage. However, Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko said today his country needs to defend itself, and he thinks Western nations will end up providing arms to Ukraine. Greece's new leftist prime minister, Alexis Tsipras, says he is optimistic his country can convince its international lenders to ease the terms of his country's bailouts. Mr. Tsipras met with key European Union leaders in Brussels, including EU chief Jean-Claude Juncker, and called for working out a four-year reform plan to boost the struggling Greek economy. Somalia says a U.S. drone strike on Saturday killed its target, senior al-Shabaab militant leader Yusuf Dahig. The government said today he died with other al-Shabaab commanders in an airstrike in the southern town of Dinsor. An Egyptian court sentenced 230 activists, including top liberal campaigner Ahmed Duma, to life in prison today. They were charged with taking part in violence that broke out during the country's 2011 uprising against ousted President Hosni Mubarak. Sri Lankan President Maithripala Sirisena pledged today to pursue national reconciliation. Sri Lanka is still divided by a decades-long civil war that ended 6 years ago. The president spoke in Colombo at an Independence Day ceremony. North Korea is dismissing the possibility of renewing talks with the United States. It accuses the United States of trying to overthrow the communist government of the North. In a statement today, the National Defense Commission, North Korea's top military body, also threatened retaliatory nuclear and cyber attacks on the U.S. Those comments are common in the lead-up to U.S. military drills with South Korea, which are set to begin in March. Six people died and about a dozen were injured late Tuesday when a railway train struck a sport utility vehicle outside New York City. The accident happened in the suburban town of Valhalla, New York. Five passengers and the vehicle driver were killed. About 650 passengers were on the train when the collision occurred. The driver of the SUV had stopped on the tracks to inspect her vehicle after wooden safety gates hit the vehicle's roof. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.